regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. Senator Claire McCaskill is urging members of the U.S. House to pass the Violence Against Women Act. McCaskill returned to Missouri today, speaking in St. Louis with Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce in support of the act. She said the Senate already voted twice to reauthorize the act, and President Obama is prepared to sign it. Over the past year, the House and the Senate have tried to renew and expand the 1994 Act. The Native American tribal authority over domestic violence cases has been a major point of contention. The City of Columbia launched a parking permit program this week to alleviate a parking shortage in the North Village area. The six-month pilot project will limit parking permits to those who own or rent homes in the area. Columbia Public Works Department spokesperson Stephen Sapp says the program is an attempt to address concerns of North Village residents.
With input from the residents, we launched the plan, and it was very well received by the property owners and the residents. So, and we'll look at this in about 6 months and determine whether or not it's being effective.
Sepp says the parking shortage began with the arrival of the new Brookside on College apartment building. He says the plan to build an apartment parking garage may absorb additional cars in the future. However, neighborhood spokesperson Dan Cullimore says the city's planning is just as much to blame for the problem as the new apartment complex. Parts of downtown Columbia will be shut down Friday night for snow removal. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Steve Sapp says individual blocks will temporarily close at 6 p.m. tonight and should reopen by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There will only be about a one-block area closed at any one time. We will not have all the streets in downtown Columbia closed, so it will be very limited in scope for closures at any single point.
To keep sidewalks open for pedestrian traffic, snow is initially plowed to the middle of the streets and will now be moved to a different place to melt. This is expected to affect traffic in the downtown area, Columbia Transit included. Columbia Transit spokesperson Krista Holtzclaw says bus routes will shut down by 6 p.m. tonight since all Columbia buses must enter and leave through downtown's Wabash Station.
It's just going to be a lot easier for everyone if we get off the roads at 6 p.m. We are a public service, and we're trying really hard to make sure that everyone can get where they need to go.
Regular bus schedules are expected to start up tomorrow. A Columbia School District committee is attempting to give two district employees the ability to carry firearms on school grounds. Right now, only Columbia police officers working in district buildings can carry weapons, but the Columbia Daily Tribune reports the district security director and assistant security director also want to carry guns. Superintendent Chris Belcher says it's an important issue to discuss, especially after last year's school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The district's policy committee first looked at the issue last month. One of the biggest topics of discussion for the committee this week was the training for school security staff. The Columbia Police Department says they have responded to more than 180 vehicles in Boone County since yesterday morning. Police are working with private towing companies to remove stalled and abandoned vehicles to make way for plow trucks. Sergeant Joe Bernard, Public Relations Unit Supervisor for the Police Department, says calling local tow companies is the most efficient way to locate towed vehicles.
Well, you can call the non-emergency number for the police department, but sometimes they might not have that information, or the information didn't get passed along to them. So the easiest way would be to call the local area tow company.
A list of the towing companies that work with the Columbia Police Department can be found on their Facebook page. Yesterday's storm shut down many blood centers in mid-Missouri, leading to a blood shortage in the region. Philip Iman is a disaster specialist with the American Red Cross Heart of Missouri chapter. He says the weather yesterday forced the cancellation of many blood drives.
In cold weather like this, not as many people get out to donate blood, and the need is just the same all throughout the year. It's very high, and so, yeah, they said, what are we going to do?
Iman encourages eligible people to donate blood once they can safely make it to a donation center or drive. Iman also says American Red Cross was contacted by Boone County Emergency Management to help those stranded on I-70 yesterday, but their volunteers did not have the ability to get there because of poor road conditions. This week's winter storm won't have much of an impact on Missouri's long-term drought conditions, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us, the snow and ice melt will help in the short term.
Kelly Smith with the Missouri Farm Bureau says it takes about 10 inches of snow to equal 1 inch of rain, but adds that any moisture at this time is good.
We were dry up until about 45 days ago, and then we've started getting some rains through the winter. And the good thing about this is every time we get something right now back to back, it's, saturating the soil.
And another storm system is expected to bring both rain and snow to Missouri early next week. As for long-term drought relief, Smith says the state needs enough saturating rain that results in runoff to fill up ponds, lakes, creeks, and streams. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.